recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
Hey, this is Kurt Angle, and welcome to the Kurt Angle Show. On the show today, we'll be discussing my second match against Shawn Michaels. Not WrestleMania, but Vengeance. But first, let me introduce to you my co-host, Paul Bromwell. How you doing today, Paul?
Hey, Kurt, I'm doing great. It's great to see you as always. And man, we've just had a fun couple of weeks on the Kurt Angle Show. It started a few weeks ago with Ask Kurt, which, by the way, people are still buzzing over some of that stuff. We had such a good time, didn't we, on that show?
We did. Hopefully we'll have as good of a time today.
I hope so, man. And we had a lot of fun. Then we had Frankie Kazarian on, reliving TNA Slammiversary and the tag team match that you guys had together. That was a great show. But as you said,
yeah,
that was fun. But as you said, man, this is your second match in that three match series with the Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels. And buddy, you guys just had classics, and I can't wait.
He did. I hate to brag about it, but you know what? I'll be honest with you. Anybody that wrestles Shawn Michaels is going to have a classic. So, you know, I can't give myself too much credit.
Nah, man, sounds good. And listen, so let's get started on this, because coming out of WrestleMania, you both are still on opposite brands. You on SmackDown, Shawn's on Raw, but there are already teases coming off that match that you two are going to work together again. And we as fans are excited about it. Did you think that, hey, I could be in for a long series of matches here with Shawn? Did you guys know that was the plan?
Well, I knew we were going to have another match. And the reason is, at WrestleMania, Vince McMahon let us decide which one would be the winner. And Shawn elected to do the job for me. He said, hey, I want you to make me tap out. And, you know, I thought, you know what? I'm going to end up giving him back that favor eventually, somewhere along the line. So I knew that Shawn and I weren't going to be done wrestling, especially with the classic match we had at WrestleMania. I knew that Vince McMahon and the company is going to want to see more of that. And so I wasn't surprised when they booked this second match with Shawn.
And we're thankful that this did play out the way it did. So, Kurt, you come back to SmackDown and eventually the ECW One Night Stand show. That's about to happen. And you're being built as anti-ECW. Did you ever think about ECW after your issue with ECW in 1996? Was that in the cards for you again?
No. You know, I never even thought about ECW till Vince came up with this concept. He pulled me aside. I think I told you before, Paul. He said, listen, I'm starting a new company, and you're going to be the name and face of it. See, I didn't know he was going to do the anti-ECW thing before I actually joined ECW. So that was something that Vince, you know, started and wanted me to start in that manner. But eventually, he wanted me to be the name and face of ECW. And the crazy thing is, he said, listen, you're going to work in smaller arenas and make less money. I said, why the hell would I want to do that?
That doesn't sound like it.
Don't worry, I'll take care of you. I'll pay you more money at the pay-per-views, and it'll make up for the shows that you did for ECW. So he did take care of me, so he wasn't lying.
So at that point, you're in then. That's all it took.
Yep, I was in.
Well, hey, before we continue to move forward, since we're talking ECW, let's go back to that 1996. Did you ever talk to Paul Heyman, now that you guys are working together here in WWE, about, hey, what the hell was that angle when I first came? Did you guys ever talk about that?
Listen, he denies it every time. How a promoter doesn't know that there's a 7-foot crucifix underneath your ring wrestling during the daytime.
So he plays dumb.
Yeah, he plays dumb. He says, I didn't know it was there. And I was like, come on, Paul. You could tell me now. It's like, you know, 10 years later. He's like, I didn't know. And I was like, okay, he's full of shit.
Yeah, that's funny, though. He still tried to play it off to you. So listen, for a little background here, the story on SmackDown from The Observer, Angle became the Grinch who hates ECW. He complained about going to ECW in 1996 when Raven did the crucifixion angle on Sandman. They teased Taz going after Angle. Angle said he was recruiting a SmackDown army to stop this ECW One Night Stand show. Angle also won the hometown gold medal challenge against someone whose name was never announced. And Kurt, in our first clip of the week, we have that confrontation between you and Taz and the Angle gold medal challenge. Let's take a look.
Apparently, Vince McMahon was sitting in his office one day and he asked himself, how can I flush a bunch of money down the toilet and disgrace everything that wrestling stands for? I know. Bring back ECW. Now that's a freaking brilliant idea. ECW can kiss my ass. You see, people, I know wrestling. I eat, sleep, and breathe wrestling. And ECW is not real wrestling. ECW is garbage. Oh, I know. I know firsthand. I was at an ECW event after I won an Olympic gold medal back in 1996. And it was so horrible and disgusting that I left halfway through the event and vowed that I would never return again.
True.
But it looks like I'm going to return one last time. That's right. I'm going to buy a bunch of tickets, just like Bischoff on Raw. And I'm going to lead a group of SmackDown volunteers to ruin ECW just like it ruined the sport I love. And Taz, I'm going to bounce around your ECW buddies just like Paul Heyman bounces checks. Now, as you can see, I'm not in a very good mood. Between Booker T, Charmel, and the ECW, I want to be honest with you. Tonight, it's going to hurt real bad. Now, what's your name?
Robert.
Oh! Kurt Angle with a right hand in this matchup. He is underway as Kurt Angle continues to stare back at Taz here, and Kurt Angle with that stiff kick now to the ribs. Again, this is a Kurt Angle Invitational, but the bottom line here is this. Kurt Angle is irate. He was embarrassed. He was humiliated Sunday at the hands of Booker T and Charmel. And what an uppercut. And Kurt Angle taking out his frustration on this young man from here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, with those cross faces. And I'm measuring this man as Kurt Angle, a vicious Kurt Angle here tonight. Upset over the fact that ECW is returning for one night only. The fact that he was humiliated at the hands of Charmel Sunday night, and he deserved that. And I'm measuring with a kick to the gut. And look at this. The Angle Slam. Kurt Angle connecting with the Angle Slam. And now Kurt Angle with the ankle lock. Locked in. And this youngster has no choice but to tap out. Kurt Angle still with the ankle lock locked in.
Here's your winner, Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle picking up the victory.
Wow is right. You kick the living shit out of Robert the Wrestler from Milwaukee.
You know what? That was a really uncomfortable silence from the crowd.
What did that kid ever do to you? You beat the shit out of him. I mean, those forearms across the face look pretty stiff, buddy.
They were stiff, and I told him beforehand, they're going to be stiff. He's like, okay, I'm fine with that.
But, and you know, I love Taz. Just a scowl from Taz.
The look. He has it. I mean, the guy has an incredible look, and all he has to do is stare at you and up your ass.
But you know what? I do love how creative they tied in your being there from 96. Obviously, ECW was never when people think about, everybody should know all the storylines that happen, you know, globally or world. WWE is a global force. But a lot of us true wrestling fans obviously knew about your history. And I love the fact that they tied that into what you said.
You know what? ECW was a really big show. I would say it was a big cult.
Yeah, it was a cult following. Great way to put it.
But they had a loyal following.
Yeah. Oh, man. But I tell you what, working with Taz and having you be the head of the SmackDown Army, wouldn't you rather just have the weekend off instead of having to go to New York for that pay-per-view? Because, man, that was a rowdy bunch that night, wasn't it?
It was, man. The fans were going crazy. I'm glad I went because, you know, seeing the fans that passionate, ECW fans, it was really cool to see. And I just wanted to be there because it was in New York City and I wanted to see how it would pan out.
Dude, it was so much fun. JBL was a heat magnet that night from the balcony. I'll never forget it. So listen, the main event of that SmackDown is a battle royal where the winner gets to choose their dream match. You defeat Ray, Eddie, and Booker to choose your dream match, and you ask for a singles match against Charmel.
Yes, I did.
You did. You can't get enough of this. WWE Creative in 2005 was interesting, to say the least, wasn't it,
Bob? Very interesting, man. Booking me in a match with Charmel. I mean, what the hell?
So here's what the Observer had to say. SmackDown the next week in Edmonton. Booker was mad at Charmel wrestling, so Teddy Long made it a handicap match. Angle cut a promo on Taz and showed the 1996 appearance of Angle at the ECW show where Heyman brought him out to trick him into unknowingly putting over Taz. Angle asked Taz to join him in shutting down ECW. Angle beat Booker and Charmel. After a terrible-looking ref bump, Angle hit Booker twice with a chair and pulled Charmel into the ring and pinned her. Booker chased Angle off with a chair. Teddy Long then announced Booker versus Kurt Angle for next week, provided neither man would be drafted. But, man, looking at you pinning Charmel, man, that's a huge win for you in your heralded career. Is it not, Kurt? Big-time win.
It's one of my biggest wins.
Yeah, I mean, one of your top 10.
Yeah, it was a WrestleMania main event.
Top 10. This is added to Kurt's top 10, the ever-growing top 10. Oh, man. But, hey, when the WWE draft happens, dude, everyone gets nervous, don't they?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with the reason I get nervous is because a lot don't get drafted, okay, for one. And so, you know, you got to handle rejection, which kind of sucks. But also, there are 7 or 8 guys that could be picked in the first round. And only 2 can get picked in the first round because it's Raw and SmackDown.
Sure.
Then you have the second round. Then you have the third round. And these athletes that are expected to be in the first round, they start thinking, man, I'm going lower rounds. I'm going in the second. I'm going in the third. You know, it's kind of depressing. I'm now the fourth round draft pick, and I could have been first. So I think that, you know, it does hurt egos in the company doing the drafts because only 2 are going to be the first round draft pick.
Yeah, and it just the company has always just seemed to keep everyone in the dark. I mean,
they do because you know what? There's always leaks. I remember when I was in a production meeting and Vince McMahon said, listen, if this gets out, I'm firing somebody. 10 minutes later, it got out. So, you know, they were really, really sharp about making sure things stayed under the hood.
Yeah, no. And leaks always happen. It's just the nature of wrestling. Someone blabs, someone's the insider, but they do try to, I mean, and it used to be where even if there were couples, there was no guarantee couples would stay together on the same show. Now they're more cognizant of it. You'll typically see wrestling couples stay together, but it was
wrestlers happy.
That's you better. There you go. Well, we move on. It's SmackDown June 9th, 2005 from Kansas City. The Observer says Booker pinned Angle in what was was said to be the best match of the week in the company. Kurt, how many times are we going to do this show where Dave Meltzer says it was the best match and you're involved?
You know what? Dave loves me. I love Dave.
I'm going to get it. We're going to get a shirt. Kurt loves Dave. How's that? Angle went to hit, but you're the only one on this whole ad-free podcast network that it can actually say that. All the rest of them shit all over him. But Dave did love you, man. He loved your wrestling career.
You know what? I actually emailed him one time, and I didn't think he liked me. I said, listen, I know you don't like me very much. But
that's how you started it?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, he's like, Angle, what are you talking about? I love you. And he wasn't lying, man. He always put me over.
Mostly everything we read, dude, is always good.
Well, I didn't read that stuff back then. So I heard that Dave Meltzer's hard on everybody. So I thought he was an asshole to me, too. But he wasn't.
No. Kurt loves Dave. And that's going to be a new shirt coming to Box of Gimmicks.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Hey guys, Tony Schiavone. Need to call a timeout real quick. Wanted to tell your listeners what I've been telling What Happened When listeners for a while now about all the cool things happening over on AdFreeShows.com.
On the debut episode of The False Finish, Chris Harris talks about his successful TNA run as one half of America's Most Wanted and his not-so-successful run in WWE as Braden Walker.
To be honest with you, I wanted out. I mean, it wasn't, I was saying the right things to Johnny, like, hey, I'm going to make this work. But inside, I was thinking, I hate this fucking place. It's broken me down. It's made me not love wrestling anymore. That's kind of when my drinking took a bad turn. And I really needed out.
Buff Bagwell joined Ad Free Shows members for a live Q&A, talking about his road to recovery and sobriety and recovery from a broken neck.
We took an angle between me and Rick Steiner that could have been a unbelievably long angle, and they took that and just made it into a one-night match on Nitro, which I lost my debut match back with a broken neck. That was a bad call.
Who booked that shit? That's just a small taste of what we got waiting for you. With four levels to choose from, see for yourself why Ad-Free Shows is the best value in wrestling today. Sign up now at adfreeshows.com.
So he said, Angle went to hit Booker in the head with a chair, missed, hit the ropes in the chair. Oh, it's the old chair bounce back and hit Angle, and he was pinned. Angle demanded an answer from Taz on whose side is he on. Angle grabbed the chair and said he was going to sit next to Taz until he made his mind up. Taz didn't answer. Angle hit him with a mic and then a chair. Taz juiced. Guys, we have the clip here. This is going to be fun. Taz was taken at the back, and it was played up very well. Here we go. Clip two of the week. We get to see all this drama unfold. Let's check it out.
Yay. Back on SmackDown, and Kurt Angle, for some reason, still in the ring, disconsolate, upset with himself.
I've seen that
basically
look before.
Basically dazed because he just lost to Booker T. And here's how it happened. This is the end of the matchup here. Booker T, as he gets out of the ankle lock, Ripley Jimmy Corrales is knocked down, and Kurt Angle would take advantage using the chair.
Yeah, sure did. Went to town. Preparing for that ankle lock to destroy it. Watch this. Look at this by ankle. How do you do that?
Love it.
Is it a big match? It's damn near comical. I mean,
this wasn't comical, however. The scissors kick and Booker T would pick up the victory and watch the elation in the face of Charmel as her husband picks up the win.
A little joy and happiness. You know what it is, Cole? I mean, Charmel was an epic deal. This weirdo, Kurt Angle, chasing around and slumping. And you know, the irony in this whole thing is that man right there, Kurt Angle, multi-time WWE champion, hit him.
Kurt, that's the same look you give me when the notes aren't emailed to you.
When I get very ironic.
Kurt Angle claimed that Charmel was going to come home to daddy here tonight.
And I guess she's going home with her husband. Well, Kurt's got his tail tucked between his legs right where it should be. And
What you doing with Brown? I can't figure out anything. That, wait a minute. What the hell is this?
Taz, I told you I'd give you till the end of the evening to make up your mind. Well, I changed my mind. I want an answer, and I want it now.
Oh, boy.
Now you're going to give me an answer, Taz, and you're going to give me the one I want, or I'm going to take this chair. I'm going to unfold it. And I'm going to sit down right next to you until you give me an answer. And I ain't going anywhere.
What is Kurt Angle talking about? Well, I have to admit this is a bit uncomfortable out here. Kurt Angle demanding Taz give him an answer, either ECW or WWE. But Taz told us earlier he doesn't owe Kurt or anybody else an explanation. And if I'm a betting man, I can bet that Taz is not going to offer that explanation here. Under this type of circumstances, especially after Kurt demanded that he do it. Well, I'm hoping our general manager, Theodore Long, does something about this, perhaps gets us some action in the ring, because we're not doing anything out here except watching Kurt Angle, and who knows what's going through his head, and my partner who's just staring a hole through him. And wow.
That's fine, Taz. I'm not going to play your games. If you don't want to give me an answer, that's fine with me. I'm out of here.
Well, you know, seriously, what did...
Looks like I made up your mind for you, Taz. Because I'll tell you what, at ECW's one night stand, it's going to be me, Bradshaw and his cabinet, Eric Bischoff and his Crusaders, and we're taking out ECW just like I took you out.
Get out of here now. Somebody get him out of here. Kurt Angle's a damn lunatic.
Kurt Angle is a damn lunatic. That was another stiff shot to Taz.
Sorry, Taz.
Hey, man, listen, when I watched you two and the interaction between you two, it makes me wish, man, I wish we could have got, unfortunately, we know Taz had a major injury, right, Nick? I would have loved to see more of a program with you and Taz if that one.
Yeah, happened. I would have too, man. He was a suplex machine. I was too. It could have been great chemistry. You're right. Oh.
Completely agree. Meltzer says, or your hero, he says, Angle is openly talking about wanting to switch to Raw. In an article in the Peoria Journal, he said, I've wrestled everybody on SmackDown more than once. I love wrestling the Eddie Guerreros and the Rey Mysterios and guys like that. But there are guys on Raw that I haven't wrestled in years or have never wrestled. I would like to make a move and have a chance to be the franchise on Raw. Kurt, did you know at this point you were going to Raw and building to it? Or was this you really just trying to campaign to get there?
Actually, it was both. Okay. I wanted to go to Raw because I was on SmackDown for so many years and I wanted new, fresh talent. But also the company wrote that in the creative.
Sure.
That they wanted me to push for it. So it was both.
So it was both. That's like a conversation that you were having with Vince at the time. And they were like, hey, we're going to build that into the creative. Plus, like you said, hey, I've wrestled these guys several times. I want to go over and wrestle some of these dudes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you remember, but I did go to Raw.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked about this earlier. 2 months later, I went back to SmackDown.
It was so fast.
Yeah. So, you know, it was kind of crazy that I ended up on SmackDown again.
Yeah. Well, Meltzer said he also did a shoot rip on ECW. They almost ruined the business as a whole. Fans started to expect everyone and everybody to go through tables and get hung by barbed wire. And it just really pulled the business back years and years. This is like old man Angle, like, you know, yelling at the clouds. He somehow blamed the ECW for creating expectations of fans that led to all the neck injuries. But man, it's hard to disagree with that looking back, isn't it? Did you get any heat about it?
Why, but I will tell you this. I should have never said it. Because I'll tell you what, the ECW fan is a different fan. Okay. They're a different breed. They love the hardcore stuff. This is what they're passionate about. I totally understand that. I didn't get that back then, but I do now. And I realized I shouldn't have said stuff like that because that's what the fans wanted in ECW. A WWE fan doesn't necessarily want that. They like that every once in a while, but in ECW, it happened all the time. And I think that an ECW fan loves that all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know what? There's a different strokes for different folks, as they say. Right. And it was catering to a different audience. And there's people that enjoy that and stuff. But when you talk about the injuries and things like that, there's a lot of truth to it.
Oh, it contributed to a lot of injuries. No doubt about it.
So we get to ECW One Night Stand, June 12th, 2005. And Meltzer said the SmackDown crew of JBL, Kurt Angle, Orlando Jordan, the Bashams, Carlito, Matt Morgan, they all show up. Angle and JBL did a promo running down the audience. Man, I can remember seeing it like it was yesterday. JBL said the fans were all internet guys, that wrestling is crummy, that people are buying the pay-per-view to see him. And when he's in Madison Square Garden, the place sells out while they're in a bingo hall. Well, they weren't in a bingo hall, but whatever. He talked about how WWE was way above them. And then to the end of the show, all the ECW guys got in the ring and Sandman asked for a beer. Steve Austin comes out to give him one, cuts a promo on the WWE heels, telling them to get their asses to the ring. He said if they don't come down, he was going up to get them. They came down for the expected ass-kicking. The big pop was Taz showing up and squaring off with Kurt Angle, leading to Rhino goring Angle out of the ring where Taz choked him out on the aisle. Kind of weird to have you all eat all this at the end. Why you and not someone else, do you think, Kurt?
I will tell you this. It was all my fault. At this point in my career, I was a real pain in the ass. Okay. I was addicted to painkillers. I was hiding. I was hiding it. I was getting injured all the time. I was really frustrated with creative because of the Charmel thing and all this stuff. But what did we do? And I just felt like I kept lashing out and saying, well, why are you guys doing this? You know, you need to change things. I need something better than this. And I was always demanding everything. And I think the company said, you know what? We need to put this guy in his place. And that's what they did. And I don't blame them for that. I'm not kissing their ass by any means, but I was a real asshole. And I can't believe I was that way because that's not me. But, you know, being addicted to the painkillers and getting injuries and being so frustrated all the time, I was lashing out. And I definitely deserve that. So it was them teaching me a lesson, basically, because I was one of the top guys in the company. They don't normally do that to top guys in the company, but they had to do that to me at this point in time.
Dude, I want you to talk about, though, while we have a moment here talking about One Night Stand, just the atmosphere of that show in general, the buzz, man. The crowd.
You know what? These fans were crazy. I mean, it was one of the loudest crowds.
The chants.
Hammerstein Ballroom, it's a perfect ballroom to have. You know, you're talking like 6,000-7,000 people, and it is loud. I mean, these fans were so into it. They were a little bit more passionate than most WWE fans, definitely.
There's nothing, man. There was nothing back in the day like a rabid ECW crowd, man. Oh, nothing they went like nuts it.
All the time. I mean, they were so passionate.
I was lucky enough to attend some of the shows back in the day, having grown up about an hour and a half outside of Philadelphia. So I knew what it was all about, whether it was nightclubs. Yeah, not all the time, but I was at a high school for it in Glasgow, Delaware. I got to be at the Big Kahuna, and that was in Wilmington, Delaware, at a nightclub. Also got to go to the ECW arena. Saw Sabu come down. I mean, it was just, like you said, a cult following. Nothing like it, man. So cool. So listen, you're finally drafted to Raw and end up doing the woo off with Hunter and Flair. You ready for this? Because we got it, man. It's our third clip. Yeah,
let's do it, man.
All right, let's check it out. This is June 27th, 2005. It's the woo off, and it's here on Raw. Let's check it out.
Over 15,000 fans on hand, and what a special night this is going to be.
It's going to be great. JR King on the heels of Vengeance. The Demon Search starts tonight. It could be any bigger than it is going to be tonight.
Oh, the Ace Pilots are going to be here.
Oh, you know it. Oh,
look who else is here!
Kurt Angle with his game face on.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Kurt Angle!
Another classic last night of Vengeance with Shawn Michaels. Oh, unbelievable. They somehow keep topping themselves.
Everybody was talking about it after the show last night. They want to see it a third time. But tonight, Kurt Angle has something on his mind, obviously. I'd like to hear what he has to say.
At WrestleMania 21, I made Shawn Michaels tap.
Sure enough.
Last night at Vengeance, well, Shawn got lucky. So I guess this ties the series 1-1. And I'll bet my bottom dollar that each and every one of you would love to see round 3 of Kurt Angle versus Shawn Michaels right here tonight.
I know I would.
Oh, man. Obviously, a great match. I'd love to see it.
Here tonight? Yes.
Well, it's not going to happen. You see, I beat Shawn Michaels at the biggest show of all, WrestleMania 21. I made him tap. That counts twice. So as far as I'm concerned, Shawn and I, we're through. No, I'm here. I'm here for another man. Batista.
That would be the world heavyweight champion.
Last week, I didn't get a chance to beat Batista because, surprise, surprise, Triple H had to stick his big nose where it doesn't belong in my business and ruin my match. So I'm going to make this very, very clear, Batista. I've beaten everyone in this business that there is to beat. I am the man around here. And there's not a person alive that can say otherwise. So, Batista, I want you to come out.
What the hell? Whoa! Kurt Angle looking on in disbelief.
It's Nate!
The Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
Styling and profiling.
Well, this obviously is not Kurt Angle had on his mind.
Oh, it doesn't appear that Kurt Angle is too happy to see the Nature Boy.
Well, obviously, Kurt Angle wanted to see Batista, not Ric Flair. But I'm always happy to see the Nate. You know that, Gene.
Rick, what the hell are you doing out here? What, Triple H is gonna come down here, babble for 20 minutes, and you're gonna stand behind him and smile? What's the deal? What the hell are you out here for?
The deal is, Kurt Angle, I wanna shake your hand. I wanna shake your hand. I came out here because I want to reinforce every word you've just said. Did you read my book, man? You stay healthy, you can be the greatest of all time. Coming from me, brother, that's a big time compliment. You're an Olympic gold medalist. Hell, my son is a great amateur wrestler. I want my son to grow up and be like you, not me. Yeah, I would like my son to be as good as you are. Okay? As a matter of fact, I'm gonna say something the whole world, I hate saying this, I'm a mark for you, Kurt Angle, I'm a mark. Yeah, I think you're that good. You've gotten so great, so fast, so quick. It's unbelievable. But saying you're the man, nah, I don't think so. I still gotta go with Triple H. Yeah, yeah.
Whoa. I know where this is going. Triple H, I know what you're trying to do, Rick. You're trying to come out here, get Triple H a rematch with Batista. Well, guess what? Batista beat him 3 times. 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
Actually, I don't have to talk for Triple H. He's the greatest wrestler alive today. The reason he's not here, you know why? Hell in the Cell last night, one of the greatest matches ever. He's got 30 stitches, spine busted on steel stairs, cracked rib. He's physically and emotionally unable to be here tonight. But let me assure you of this. He and Batista categorized themselves last night as great.
Rick, you're looking at great. You're looking at the best in the business. So why don't you do yourself a favor? Why don't you take yourself to the back, drink your Ensure, take a nap, and get out of this ring before you get hurt.
Have you ever crashed in an airplane? That's what I call getting hurt. And let me tell you something else. You had a great match last night with HBK. Got two of the greatest of all time. It was phenomenal. But you shoot on me, high crotch, low single, fireman's carry, I'm gonna put my finger through your eye. And if you put a hold on me, I can't come out of, I'm gonna bite your finger off. And you know what? If you're as tough as I think you are, and this don't hurt, I'm gonna grab you by the testicles. And I'm gonna pull. Yeah, I'm gonna hurt you if you screw with me.
All right, you've proven that you're the dirtiest player in the game.
Yes,
I get it, Rick, okay?
Yeah.
I get it.
Forget about it. I love the theory of being called the man. The one thing you can never take away from me is being the dirtiest player in the game.
I'll tell you what. I've heard enough, okay? I tried to be nice, but if you're not careful, I'm gonna go back to Eric Bischoff and I'm gonna ask him for a match against you. And that's something, Ric Flair, I don't care what you've done in your life, you do not want.
Eric Bischoff, hell, this McMahon is sitting home right now, drooling! It's Kurt Angle! It's Ric Flair!
Whoa,
Raw!
Oh, I see what you want. You want it, you got it. For the first time ever, one-on-one right here tonight. This It's going to be Kurt Angle versus the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Woo!
Oh, my God.
Oh, I think these two guys are going to have a hell of a match later on, Jay.
I hope it happens.
Oh, are we really going to see it?
Who's the man? Who is the man?
Well, hopefully we're going to find out a little bit later on tonight who the man is.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. And ladies and gentlemen, we're just getting started here tonight. Hear the soul out.
Come on, Kurt. Give me your best. Woo!
Woo, I can't do it.
You can't hit the high note.
No, my neck surgeries. They hit my messed it all up. Listen, Rick.
How good is he?
You know what? I'll tell you this. That night, he was not in shape. Okay. Mm-hmm. He didn't wrestle for like a long time, like 8-10 months. And when he did wrestle, it was very few and far in between. And when he wooed that night, he blew up. He got tired wooing up.
The woo blew up.
He was at the end.
Yeah.
And later on, he said, listen, man, I'm not that great of shape. I don't know how I'm going to do. You know, you're going to have to give me some rest periods. You know, put me in a rest hold and let me get my breath. So, you know, here's Ric Flair, the greatest of all time. You know, tell me, hey, pace this match. Make sure I can get through it. And you know what? Rick is the hardest worker in the business. He just wasn't active at this point in his career. So unfortunately, he wasn't able to, you know, go in there and give 110%.
It's almost like you trying to come off of being commissioner after 10 months. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that happened to me. And look what happened.
Right. So it happens. Yeah.
Double J, Jeff Jarrett, here to tell you a little bit about the nonstop savings happening over here at SaveWithConrad.com. Are high credit card balances holding you down on the card? If you're looking to give a guitar shot to your credit card debt or give your home the push it deserves with some upgrades and remodeling, you need to go to SaveWithConrad.com. That's right, SaveWithConrad.com. Conrad and his team are routinely helping my world listeners save $500, $600, $700, even $800 a month. Oh, did I mention you get to skip your next two house payments? Take a cue from The Last Outlaw, because if anybody knows how to get the bag, it's me. Strut on over to SaveWithConrad.com today and see how much money you can save for free. That's right. It's SaveWithConrad.com.
NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lender. Woo!
But it's so fun to hear him on the mic and just you two going back and forth at each other. He's going to grab your testes. I mean, it's just...
Anytime Ric Flair does a promo, it's a classic. My favorite one is when him and Jay Lethal did one.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Classic. And Jay Lethal sounded just like Nature Boy.
He did. He was imitating. It was perfect.
So good. Fun times. Always entertaining. So again, Raw, we move on. And this is from Angle did the woo off with Flair. Then Triple H said it was gimmick infringement. This was lasting forever and getting nowhere until Angle told Triple H that he used to fool around with Triple H's wife behind her back. Yikes, the money line. There it is, Kurt. The crowd buzzed about that one. Triple H then laughed about it and said everyone's fooled around with his ex-wife. Oh my God. The show ended with Batista coming out. Triple H said he trained Batista and Batista was going to kill Kurt. So next week it's Angle versus Batista as the main event. Michaels then came back and said he had no dance partner for the pay-per-view and challenged Angle. Angle accepted to a lukewarm response. Then Angle, Flair, Triple H, Batista, and Michaels had a sloppy brawl. Angle paired off with Batista, and it just wasn't pretty. Man, this is something, though. This is quite the segment here, Kurt, between the comedy, the wooing, the line about Stephanie from Triple H. All of a sudden, it's you versus Michaels. It just feels like everything was kind of thrown together, rushed.
It was rushed. That all those segments, that could have been done in like 5 weeks of TV. You know, they did it all like in 10 minutes, and it was ridiculous. I think everything was all put together. They didn't have a build up for Sean and I for the next match. And, you know, just it was rushed. It was very rushed.
Yeah. We move on to Raw, June 20th, 2005 from Phoenix. Batista beats Angle via DQ. in 2 minutes 21 seconds when Triple H and Flair interfere and Michaels makes the save. This sets up a tag where Angle and Triple H beat Batista and Michaels in 7:51. Michaels and Angle ended up brawling outside the ring into the crowd. And in the ring, Batista gave Triple H and Flair both spine busters. After the one to Flair, Triple H used a low blow and gave Batista a pedigree and pinned him. Batista looked fine on TV, as last week he had gotten a black eye from a punch in the end of the show brawl from Kurt Angle. Oh, look at you delivering the old black eye.
Hey, I guess I stiffed him.
The match was so-so as Michaels, Angle, and Triple H were below their usual level. Oh, okay. Damn, Kurt, you gave him a black eye. Do you remember any of this or what?
No, I don't remember giving him a black eye, but I will say that Dave Batista at this point in his career was, I thought Triple H did a really good job of mentoring him, and he was really good at this point in his career.
It sounds like Batista still owes you a receipt at some point. So, yes, Dave, if you ever see Kurt.
I'd prefer not him to. So, please don't keep doing your movies and stay away from me.
How much fun is it, though, to see what he's been able to do? You talk about movies.
It's incredible. I'm so proud of him. Seeing how far he's come, doing all the Marvel movies and just all the other movies. He's doing so many different.
He's a big star.
Versatile. You know what? I'm not going to lie to you. He might be the best wrestling actor in Hollywood right now. He might be.
You know who else is out there.
I know.
Wow.
That's my name. I'm just saying he might be.
Okay. Well, we won't make it too controversial, but there you go. Best wrestling actor in Hollywood, Dave Batista.
Dwayne's an awesome actor. Don't get me wrong.
You got Dwayne. You got John. I mean, come on.
Cena's doing a great job too. Yeah, they're all doing.
But Dave may be the best.
He could be, yeah.
Okay. No, don't.
You know what? I think he takes the parts that are perfect for him.
He does.
More comfortable with those, and I think that's the reason.
And maybe, too, there's like, it's surprising how good he has become.
Yeah, and he's funny, you know, especially when he was doing the Guardians of the Galaxy. And
so good.
Playing that character was really good, yeah.
Knocked it out of the park, absolutely. Talk about Shawn Michaels here, because as we talked, it was rushed. It felt like the story, the creative, you're flying into this match with him. I mean, he's always got to be thrilled, though, to work with you. Did you guys talk about it? Were you excited to get back in the ring at Vengeance, do you recall?
Yeah. Sean doesn't really hype anything up, you know. Okay. He's pretty much, just
even keel,
doing what he has to do. And, you know, he was really happy with our WrestleMania match. And what he told me before this match was, let's just try to repeat that. We don't have to get any better, any worse. Let's just try to repeat what we did.
Okay. Meltzer said, coming 2 weeks after the ECW pay-per-view show, that even with them almost pretending it never happened, the feeling about it on television is it's still the biggest thing in wrestling. The Raw crew was under the gun. It would be almost impossible to live up to the reaction to that pay-per-view and would almost be a sure thing that Vengeance on June 26th from the Thomas and Mack Center in Las Vegas before an estimated 9,000 fans would thus be considered a disappointment. Well, they were adding a Kurt Angle versus Shawn Michaels WrestleMania rematch and then a Batista having his career best match in a Hell in a Cell with Triple H. They produced a show with better in-ring matches and one of the company's best shows in recent years. That's high praise from Dave. Do you think that Raw felt, Kurt, the pressure after that insane reaction to that ECW pay-per-view?
Yeah. I mean, you have to. When these fans are reacting the way they did for ECW, you want the same response from your fans. So, yeah, you're definitely going to want to pour it on and do as much as you can to get that kind of reaction.
All right, well, let's get into it, man. Our final clip of the week. It's Vengeance. It's June 26, 2005, live, as I said, from Las Vegas. We have the last 5 or 6 minutes of your match versus Shawn Michaels. Guys, this is one that you should go back and check out, man, because anytime Kurt Angle and Shawn Michaels got in the ring together, it was magic. And so we're going to watch the last few minutes of this one, and then I'll read some of the reviews from Meltzer. I'm sure he's going to just love this one. So here we go, Kurt.
A lot of damage in this match.
And so was the back of Shawn Michaels. And Michaels trying to, that caught Angle right in the face.
Yes, it did.
What a hard shot that was.
Angle slam! That's it!
It's over, baby!
Angle slam! The hook of the leg!
Yes!
No, it's not the three!
What?
It's not the three!
Wait,
Watch this stiff elbow. Bang. Oh, Kurt Angle. Forehead.
Kurt Angle may have a broken nose after that, Kane.
Well, but Kurt Angle delivered the angle slam. Maybe after that elbow, he didn't have everything that he could put in it because Shawn Michaels somehow was able to get his shoulder up.
Kurt Angle got up out of his bad mouth and shot. Oh, no.
Here we go.
Hey, it's a cradle. It's a cradle. Oh, what a counter to that ankle lock. From here.
Well, Kurt promised that he would make Shawn Michaels tap out for a second time.
Oh man. Angle and referee Jack Dole.
Hit heads, I think.
I think they did hit heads. Michaels down. Angle is beginning to stir somewhat, but the referee is incapacitated.
That may have been the only thing that could save Shawn Michaels for the moment. Because Kurt Angle had that ankle lock locked in.
Don't say it might have been. That's the only thing that could have changed Shawn Michaels. But it's only a matter of moments at this time.
Referee in the wrong place at the wrong time. Both men back up. Michaels and Angle match. And Michaels goes in, elevated. And Michaels hurt that knee or that ankle lock.
He hyperextended his knee.
Michaels elevated back, dropped over the top rope from the ring to the floor.
Just like his neck is. He may have hyperextended it.
I think they're our timekeeper, somebody there at ringside are asking for help.
The WWE doctor and our trainer both out there.
Come on. Well, the match is not over. What a referee. If Shawn wants to give up, he can get medical attention. You can't get medical attention right in the middle of a damn match.
It's all about that killer instinct, and I love it.
Referee is just trying to navigate a little bit, but I'm not so sure that the referee wouldn't stop this match on the outside.
Well, Shawn can tap out. He can stop 21.
Here we go. Look at this. The ankle lock. I'll be damn Angle's going to do it after all.
It won't matter about the knee. It doesn't matter about the back, the neck. All it matters about is the ankle.
They're trying to hold on. Shawn Michaels with this amazing will to win. The will to survive. Counters.
Hold on. He held on.
Angle is so tenacious. He is pit bull like.
Look at the look of determination on Kurt Angle's face. And look at Shawn's leg. It's Angle twisting.
Somehow. Oh, my God. Michaels.
No, you can't escape.
Michael has tried everything he can think of.
You cannot get away from this man.
And this crowd, they're all on their feet. A la WrestleMania 21.
Are trying to figure out a way. Get to the ropes. Do what you gotta do. You gotta break the hold. Somehow, some way.
Look at this HBK champ. But it may all be in vain. Oh, that did it.
Back to the center of the ring. And Michaels writhing in pain.
Those ropes might as well be 10 miles away right now.
Shawn Michaels' ankle could snap.
Did I hear Shawn tap?
No, I heard Kurt Angle screaming. Tap.
Oh,
tap. Let's scream with him, King. Tap. There you go.
Come on, Shawn, make it easier on yourself.
Michaels is trying to hold on.
Live to fight another day.
And how much longer can any human being withstand it?
Hold on.
Michaels countered, but you saw where Angle landed. Shoulder first into the ring post.
Oh, Kurt was not ready for that. He was not expecting that.
Yeah, but Shawn Michaels, JR, can't even get to his feet, so it doesn't matter where Kurt Angle ended up.
Well, at least Michaels has got a... bought himself a little time.
That pure desperation, and it finally paid off.
And Kurt, coach, I'll tell you, you haven't been around long enough to count Shawn Michaels out. You watch a little bit more tape.
I've been around long enough to know Kurt Angle when he's a finisher.
Look at Kurt. He's hurt, but he's back.
To the face.
Kurt, are you there?
Angle is bleeding from the mouth even more now thanks to that shot right to the face by Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels didn't have the strength to cover him, but Kurt may get counted out here. Get up, Kurt.
Referee's count is at 7.
He's at 8.
He's at 8 now. That usually follows 7.
We don't want a double count out.
The arm over. The arm over. He got it.
No! Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen that. I've never
never seen anybody kick out of Sweet Chin Music.
Boy, the super kick, the Sweet Chin Music comes out of nowhere.
Wow! Not even time to tune up the band.
And what a shot that was. And Michael's got his arm back over, rip rear back, live action. Angle's trying to just shake it loose. Angle knows he dodged a bullet there.
Angle knows he's on his back. He feels Shawn Michaels' arm across him. Just instinct.
My God, fellas, what a match. We all question, could they follow up WrestleMania 21? I think, yes, they have.
Oh, without a doubt.
This is a great one-on-one matchup.
But it won't be complete for Kurt Angle unless he can follow up his prediction and make Shawn Michaels tap twice.
We're going to have a great match with the same result.
What is Angle thinking here? Angle's on the outside of the ring.
Can't think like Kurt Angle, JR. No way.
I realize that, kid.
JR talking about wrestling genius.
Your head would explode if you thought like Kurt Angle. What's he gonna do here?
Angle, he's in high risk territory here. And
oh! Sweet Chin Music! Angle went to the high risk part of town, took another chance, and got another Sweet Chin Music! The cover will it be! Yes, it is!
Oh, can you believe it? I can't believe it!
Shawn Michaels!
What an amazing one-on-one matchup! Shawn Michaels got some redemption tonight, just like he said he.
Kurt, initial thoughts after seeing that?
That was awesome.
Yeah,
that was as good as WrestleMania.
And man, Meltzer said the same thing. He said another near classic performance. Michaels pins Kurt Angle 26-11. Dude, the way he put the super kick right on you.
Oh, I know.
Both times. It was crazy.
Yeah, you know what? I remember him doing one to Shelton Benjamin at one point in time.
That's right.
Shawn did the same thing, and I was like, holy crap, that's awesome. And then Shawn did it to me.
So is it when you saw the Shelton, were you like, hey, can we do that spot in this match?
Yeah, well, I think Sean's the one that came up with it.
Okay.
And I was a little tentative to go to the top rope because I don't usually go up there unless I'm doing a moonsault. But he's like, you know, let's just break your character a little bit, you know.
Okay.
Retire, we're both down selling. You want to go up. You know I can't move because my ankle was hurt, so I'm stuck in the middle of the ring. Go to the top rope and then jump off. Go for a frog splash. I'll kick you in the face. And the match is over.
Yeah, Meltzer said they tried to do an offshoot of the Michaels Benjamin Raw finish, but this wasn't nearly as impressive or well timed. Still, it was among the best matches of the year, and he gave it a 4.5-star rating. Dude, in today's rating, the way he's giving out 5 stars like candy, this would easily have been another 5-star. I feel like he gives out a little bit more five star matches a little more graciously than he used to. But
he was pickier back then.
He was a little tougher grader, I think, back then. But I got to ask, how different was the second time from the first time?
You know what? We just had more of a knack for each other. I mean, you don't need to have chemistry with Shawn Michaels because he's naturally going to have chemistry with everyone. But I felt more comfortable the second time.
The only thing, and I think you said this earlier, is maybe it would have been nicer to have a bigger build to this.
Yeah. We had no build to it. But I mean, if you're going to wrestle, you know, Shawn Michaels against Kurt Angle, you don't really need a build up. You know, it would have been nice to have it, but we
sure. Well, Kurt, that's going to wrap up this week's coverage. Guys, listen, make sure you're checking out all Kurt's past top Impact moments at impactwrestling.com/packages and sign up with code Kurt. That helps us out, helps out the show. But man, we've said it. Well, you know, we cover a lot of WWE ground here, Kurt, but the bulk of your career was TNA, man, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. 11 years straight.
So check it out. You can sign up there, impactwrestling.com/packages. Sign up with code Kurt. And if your business targets 25 to 54 year old men, there's no better place to advertise than right here with us on the Kurt Angle Show. You've heard us do ads for some of the same companies for years. And the reason is because it works. So check us out. Go to advertisewithangle.com right now and find out more about advertising right here on the Kurt Angle Show and hearing your Olympic hero talk about your product or service. I mean, God, if they are, it might be as good as what you're doing with your protein shakes, pal. And you're like hiding behind people who are taste testing. What are you doing?
Hey, I'm trying to push my protein.
I love it.
plant-based protein on the market. Go to projectonenutrition.com to order yours.
Oh, here he goes. He's like a robot with it. Dude, I love it, though. They're like professionally produced and everything, what you're doing with those spots.
They do a good job, yes.
Doing a really nice job with that. Guys, check out ad-free shows. If you sign up, the first week is free, okay? You get a taste of everything that it's all about. You get bonus shows, a lot of great content, over a dozen of your favorite wrestling podcasts. You can start your free trial today at adfreeshows.com. Kurt and I do bonus episodes. We sometimes predict pay-per-views and had a lot of fun over there. You can also find us on social media, YouTube. Those of us watching us right now, go to youtube.com/TheAnglePod, subscribe, turn on those notifications, and we appreciate all the love and support. Kurt, tell us about those wonderful chicken snacks at Physically Fit.
Chicken snacks, not just my protein, the Kurt Angle American Dream cookies and cream protein, but now we have chicken snacks to talk about. One's chicken protein, one's organic plant protein. Actually, we have new protein coming out. It's a whey protein. The snacks actually taste better. They're all the same flavors, too. You can get cinnamon swirl, honey barbecue, or sweet barbecue. There's a sour cream and onion, sriracha, wild buffalo blue cheese. There's 11 different flavors. You're absolutely going to love them. Go to physicallyfit.com. That's physicallyfit.com. Order these. You're going to absolutely love them. They taste incredible. And we'll send them right to you.
Kurt, I'm going to have to play my card here as your co-host and see when those gimmicks come out with the new whey protein, if you can somehow just, you know, ship me a few extra so I can munch on them while I record the show.
Right now, brother.
Okay. All right. I like it. All right. And then last but not least, guys, check out
send your address.
Oh, okay. I'll send it again. So we'll do KurtAngleBrand.com. That's where you get all the cool stuff. Like, see that cowboy hat behind Kurt? He's selling cowboy hats. He's selling birthday cards, t-shirts, cameo videos. Yes, he's pointing to it if you're watching YouTube. He's somewhere near it. Yeah, he's trying. But yeah, cowboy hats. Kurt, what else you should, I was going to say shilling. What else are you selling over at the KurtAngleBrand.com?
Hold on, I'm picking my nose. Oh. Okay. Idiot. There are birthday cards. There's autographed photos. We have milk cartons. We have cameo video messages.
I forgot the milk cartons. Yeah.
Whole ball of wax, man. Go to KurtAngleBrand.com and order yours, and I'll send it right to you. It won't take me no time at all to get it to you.
Yeah, so for the Kurt Angle lover in your life, which I know we all have one, check it out, KurtAngleBrand.com. Kurt, I had a blast this week with you, man.
Me too, man.
All right, on behalf of your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, this is Paul Bromwell, and we'll see you right back here next week on The Kurt Angle Show.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.